The Sproul Hall sit-in for the 30th anniversary of the free speech movement. I remember telling my legs, "Legs, you aren't going into that building. No way. Stop walking, legs. You listen to me." My legs didn't stop. They walked into Sproul Hall carrying me with them. I was scared silly, and not just of the cops. Joan Baez was singing. It was too beautiful, the way the air on a high mountain is too clear. I was scared of the beauty. It was hard to breathe. I remember everything. Girls dressed like secretaries, boys dressed like law clerks, and we expected America to keep the promises it made in eighth grade social studies. Free speech. Freedom to assemble. I remember the food when we didn't get arrested at once. Organized people brought cardboard boxes of cardboard bologna sandwiches and oranges. But I also remember a big cauldron of cold spaghetti and even a tin of caviar, and we took a fingernail each till it was gone. I remember classes springing up in every corner. I remember passing the huge black walnut table in the lobby. The Constitution was probably signed at a table just like it, and a TA was standing on the table giving a lecture about the War of the Roses to his class, who were sitting under the table, cross-legged and taking notes. It looked like a scene from a foreign art film, but the subtitle was the Bill of Rights. About every 45 minutes, someone would hear the cops were on their way, but people did try to sleep. That was the first time I saw TV cameras. They didn't look electrical. They looked like high noon on another planet. "These are the protesters asleep in Sproul Hall," the reporters said, and they shone those cameras, and everyone woke up. It was a long night. It isn't over yet. I got arrested by a young black cop with a big Adam's apple. He was half my weight and looked at me and said, "Please, miss, don't go limp." Nothing went as planned. I hadn't planned to be there. Part of me hasn't left. I remember a light brighter than the TV cameras. Stronger than fear. I remember us.